Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, your host, and welcome to True Religion Radio, where we are determined to get to the truth, really, of all things that we possibly can. So today, I'm going to continue our discussion of Plato. It just fascinates me, and for that reason, I enjoy sharing it with you. Some of the concepts this guy's discovered, they blow me away. So Plato's concept of form, right? Forms. In essence, really what he was saying is there is a world where perfection does exist, perfect forms, and that the perfect form basically exists in this perfect world, and that this world is a shadow world where imperfect forms exist. So we'll call them cheap imitations of those heavenly forms exist, right? Now, in essence, Plato is stating that we remember these perfect forms because we came from that world. And what he's saying basically is we came from a pre-existence. We existed before this life. Now, scientifically, it makes perfect sense because energy can't be created or destroyed. Neither can matter. It can only change form, right? So it makes perfect sense that we existed before we came to this earth. Now, let's go to the Bible and see what the Bible says about a pre-existence. Well, if you read Jeremiah, God tells Jeremiah that I knew thee before thou was formed in the womb, and I ordained thee to be a prophet to the nations. So Jeremiah was ordained to be a prophet in the pre-existence. Where? In heaven. With who? God. Where did we come from? Heaven. With whom? God. That's where perfection exists. Perfect forms exist in heaven. Plato didn't have this understanding because he was never exposed to it. But I know he would have embraced it because it's in harmony with the things that he taught. Now, I'm telling you that perfection does exist. And we'll never be able to obtain it using the tools that we have here in mortality. Never. Why? Because the tools themselves are also shadows of the perfect form. See, we rely on a body that's a shadow of its perfect form, using tools that are shadows of the perfect form to observe things that are also shadows of the perfect form. How far can you go with that? You can't go far at all. And as a result, we replace one imperfection with another imperfection. That's it. They change colors, they change shapes, right? But the reality is, they're nothing compared to what exists in the eternities, right? Those of you that worship technology, it's nothing. It's a shadow of what exists in heaven, in the eternities. When man has the ability, right, to communicate with us, literally, from the eternities, then they're onto something. But right now, it really is. It's just an illusion or a shadow of what the real form is like. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this. What is it we have as tools, right, in our shadow body that we have here? I'm going to use Plato's terms. Well, we have shadow eyes, we have shadow ears, we have shadow mouths, we have shadow fingers, right? So our senses themselves are grossly flawed, and the ability of us to perceive things through the senses is very limited, extremely limited, because we can never get above this world. The shadow world, because everything we're using as tools to understand it, right, are mere shadows of the perfect form. Now, God has revealed this pre-existence. He has revealed heaven to us. He's shown it to us. But he doesn't do it collectively. He does it individually. Jesus Christ taught that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see the kingdom of God. Now, a lot of people read that and they think, yeah, when you're dead. But I don't think that's what it's saying. I think what the Savior is saying is that you will be able to see the perfect forms in this life and understand them. But along with that seeing and understanding, you will be commanded to keep it to yourself, because everyone has to get there on their own. There is no collective salvation. There's nothing that anyone's going to do that's going to raise this world up from its shadow existence to the perfect form. The only one that's going to do that is God, Jesus Christ. Remember what the scriptures say. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. right? The world was with God, and the word was God. And through him, all things were made. He's the creator. So Jesus Christ created this world, and he's the only one that's going to be able to take it to its perfect form. Now, if you can grab a hold of this idea, then everything else will fall into place and make sense to you. You'll be able to see the illusions in this light. If you're an individual that is easily swayed by physical beauty, well, if you understand the concept, you're going to realize that even the most beautiful person in this world physically pales in comparison to the individuals in the eternities. How many times in the scriptures where angels appear unto men, where the people that are experiencing the angels will literally fall to their knees and want to worship that angel because they're just that beautiful? And think about that. Those are angels. I'm not even talking about God. I'm not even talking about perfection, Jesus Christ, right? No. We're talking about individuals that were mortals or are going to become mortals, right? That appear under mortals in their perfect form. And the scriptures say that no mortal, no human can look upon God and live. There has to be a change. And we talk about Peter, James, and John when they're on the Mount of Transfiguration, where they saw the true form of Jesus Christ. Their bodies had to be changed. Otherwise, they would have been destroyed. That's what it meant for them to be transfigured. Their bodies had to go through a physical change just so that they wouldn't be destroyed by the experience. The same thing happened to Moses. When Moses saw Jesus Christ, he had to be changed. And that change was so powerful that when he came down off the mountain, his face glowed. And the children of Israel were afraid of the transfigured Moses. Physical change has to occur in order for him to have that experience. So these forms are so beautiful, they're so perfect, that they really are beyond mortal comprehension. And you're never going to get there through the scientific method. Never going to get there through observation, through theorizing, through philosophizing, through thinking about things. You can't. It's impossible. You're using grossly flawed tools. Your mind is flawed. It's a shadow of what it was before you came to this life. It's a shadow of what it's going to become. Now, one other thing that the Bible teaches about is the resurrection, whereby all of us will be literally glorified through a physical resurrection with a perfect body. All men, right, will be resurrected. And the long story short is your glory will literally be determined by your faith and by how much truth you were willing to accept here in mortality, how much truth you're willing to defend, and how much truth you were literally willing to die for or sacrifice for. That's going to determine your resurrection. And Paul explains to the Corinthians that there are resurrected bodies that have the glory of the sun. There are those that have the glory of the moon. There are those that have the glory of the stars, right? They all have their glory. But that greatest glory, which is the glory of God, is reserved for those individuals who unconditionally give all that they have to Jesus Christ. Everything. They recognize that he's the source of all good, and they recognize that they're nothing compared to him. We're nothing. I have nothing to boast about. Paul says, wherein shall I boast, right? He talks about how many times he was stoned. He talks about all the sacrifices he made. He says, how can I boast of these things? And he explained that it was through the grace of God that he's able to endure those experiences. So God gets the glory. No matter what you're going through in life, you got to give God the glory. Give him credit. Don't take it to yourself. You don't deserve it. Neither do I. Everything belongs to God. So give him the glory. Strive to perfect yourself so that you can be pure of heart. Get rid of all the corruption. All the corrupting shadows need to go. Stop lusting after shadows, after youth, after physical relationships that have no lasting value. Stop lusting after substances that alter the way that you think, the way that you perceive the world. Stop lusting after wealth, which is probably the greatest delusion of mortality, because it really doesn't give you any power. What God gives, God can take away. All things come from God. All good things come from God. This is Paul Drockton. Let's start focusing on achieving pureness of heart, my friends, so that we can see things in their true form. God bless, and have a great day.